The commission, in many ways, they went and touched the third rail of federal employee benefits, pensions. Mm. The idea is to review both the CSRS and the FERS and bring them in line with standard practices in the private sector. And the panel also wants the base retirement pay based on the high five instead of the high three. So what that means is right now, if you retire, you get your pension is based on the average of your highest three right. salaries. They want to push that out to the highest five. That would actually reduce it because obviously you're going to make the chances are you'll make more over five. You make less over 5 years right. on average than over 3 years. The other recommendations, which is part of that third rail, is the federal health insurance program. The commission recommends making a defined contribution premium support plan where employees are offered a fixed subsidy that grows at no more than 1% of GDP each year. Now, I caught up with Paul Posner, a professor at George Mason University and a former director of the federal budget policy at the Government Accountability Office.
The federal and state and local pensions are very good deals for employees. And the problem is politically, they are now out of step with the rest of the workforce. And that creates a political vulnerability for federal employees. And I think what you see with some of these recommendations about re-looking at retirement, you know, most of the private workforce either does not have a pension at all. If they have a pension, it's a defined contribution, 401k kind of pension. We have these defined benefit plans where future taxpayers are on the hook that can make good on it. And I think as we stare at these deficits at the state and federal and local level, that whole bargain is going to have to be come renegotiated. And I think this kind of thing is in that spirit. So when you look at it that way, I think there's going to be an inevitable rethinking of those kinds of things. What you hope to do is you give people enough time to adjust so they can increase savings, work longer, or whatever. That's the sensible way to do retirement for Social Security reform.
Now, there's several other recommendations, including the three-year pay freeze, which is very similar to what we heard earlier from the White House. They proposed a two-year pay freeze.
Right.
They want to cut travel to 80% of the 2010 level. They want to cut 20% of the federal fleet, and they want to sell off excess federal property. Now, this is things that we've heard during the Obama administration is pursuing. They're pursuing less travel. They're pursuing the excess property. So none of it's all that surprising, but it all is part of that idea of, okay, how can we reduce federal spending internally? The other thing the commission recommends is freezing members of Congress pay for 3 years and cutting congressional and White House budgets by 15%.
Wow.
So this is not just focused on the federal employee, look, you're bad, we're going to get you. It's, hey, there's too much spending across the board on internal government operations, whether it's Congress or executive branch, and all that needs to be reduced.
So we've been talking about the pay freeze all week. After that, the proposed pay freeze came down on Monday. How symbolic, like the pay freeze, how symbolic are these versus real attempts to save money or reduce spending?
I think it's both symbolic, but it's also an attempt to grab the low-hanging fruit to achieve some immediate savings. And we're only talking about maybe $15, $20, maybe $30 billion when it's all said and done.
Right.
But it's something they can put out there and go, look at us. Look how much money we're saving right away. Now, I caught up with Alice Rivlin, a member of the panel and a former director of the Congressional Budget Office and a former director of the Office of Management and Budget.
There is a feeling in the country that federal workers have security that private sector workers don't have, and that private sector has been falling behind. And so I think it's partly symbolic. And then it's partly like the spending cuts. It's an opportunity to get to right-size the workforce, as they say, and to make sure that we don't have more people than we need to do the job.
Now, Erskine Bowles is the co-chairman of the commission. He says that these recommendations would bring federal employees more in line with what's going on across the country. For instance, he says state employees, private sector employees. In fact, he pointed to the group of news people out there and said, how many of you are working with less people than you did 3 or 4 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, state
That's
employees.
That's a fair comparison.
There you go. State employees haven't received raises, yet federal employees have received those raises.
I think a freeze was absolutely appropriate. We recommend a cut in the federal workforce of about 200,000. That occurs for every three people that retire, you know, only two people replace them. Back in the Clinton administration, we were able to reduce the workforce down to 1.8 million. It's now grown back up to 2 million. So I felt it was something we could do. I don't have any qualms about it whatsoever.
Now, what's interesting is he talks about the Clinton administration and the idea of cutting people. If you talk to other former Clinton administration officials, they'll tell you maybe they went too far in cutting middle management. Paul Posner was telling me, for instance, that he knows somebody, a former administration official from the Clinton years, who said to him recently, yeah, I think we cut too many of the middle managers out. We had the top, we had the bottom, but nothing in the middle.
And the procurement people, they hacked away at the procurement workforce.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's very interesting that he brings that up, Erskine Bowles. Now, Alan Simpson is the other co-chairman of the commission, and he said, listen, it's time for federal agencies to make some hard decisions that states have been making for some time. He points to his governor in Wyoming, where Mr. Simpson's from, and the governor there said he wants a 10% across the board cut. Others, Arizona, California, have required furloughs and other reductions in force for their workers. So really what the commission is telling the federal government is, hey, it's hard times for everyone. You need to catch up and play your part.
Yeah. Well, California's a unique case, though. It's pretty crazy. But terrible times on the state and local level. Terrible, terrible times. So what's the commission saying about the reduced discretionary spending across government?
That's another big area that they're looking at. I mean, yeah. all this affects federal employees. This discretionary spending is another area. And then federal employees actually and agencies should expect less money to meet their agency missions around this discretionary spending. The commission recommends to cut discretionary spending or get rid of underperforming programs. Now, for instance, discretionary spending would be frozen at 2011 levels in 2012, but in 2013 and beyond, it'd be brought back to 2008 levels.
Yeah.
So we're talking about 5 year ago levels without adjustments for inflation or anything. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about, when this is all about non-security related discretionary spending, would fall under $400 million in 2013, 2014, and 2015, and then would only creep back above $400 million and not really reach the 2011 levels of $410 million until 2019. So you're talking about not a lot of money, not a lot of things going on if the commission's recommendations are approved. I talked to Robert Shea, a principal with Grant Thornton, and a former OMB official and Capitol Hill staffer.
I think it's different in scope and diversity. The size of what they're recommending to cut is more substantial than anything I recall, but also the diversity of it. They call on OMB in collaboration with the Congress and agencies to go line by line to find areas to cut. But they also recommend the establishment of a commission whose responsibility it would be to find 2% across the board cuts in discretionary spending, one percentage of which would go to savings, but the other percentage would be redirected to high performing programs. So I think that's an innovative way to both demonstrate this is not about terminating programs. It's about eliminating, finding savings from ineffective ones, and putting the at least part of that money into programs that have been demonstrated to be effective.
Now, Shea adds that agencies will have to make some tough choices if Congress reduces discretionary spending to 2008 levels. It's not just cutting it's not just cutting the travel or training, but it's actually cutting people and programs.
Yeah.
You know, once they'll say, okay, this program's not working, well, if that program's not working and you, Chris Dorbeck, is working on that program, you no longer are working for that program.
Right.
Now, will you lose your job? Who knows? But it's all part of that idea of as programs get cut, that's where all the savings will come from.
So a reality moment. How likely? I mean, I've been reading stuff all day today. People saying everyone's critiquing these, which maybe means it's actually the right thing. If everyone hates it, then maybe you found the answer. But what's the chances of these actually seeing the light of day?
You know, from what I heard at today's meeting, it seems like the chances of many of these recommendations being pushed forward and getting acted upon by Congress is pretty good. Will the commission approve them? They need 14 of 18 members voting yes. That's hard to say. I think Erskine Bowles said he counted about 7 votes of yes during the meeting, so they're about halfway there. But whether or not they get approved or not, the Congress feels that this is something that's got to get done. There's a lot of bipartisan support, a lot of powerful people who are on the commission, both Democrats and Republicans. And, you know, I think a lot of this stuff's going to be pushed forward. Now, the members of the commission have until Friday at 11 a.m. to let the co-chairman know their decision, whether they're going to vote for it or not. And so we'll know more Friday. But even if it doesn't get passed, this is not the end. They've said many times this is just the beginning.
Did they talk at all about one of my concerns is, okay, you cut federal employees, and how we've done it, how the Clinton administration did it, was they would just cut people. Was there any discussion about how to do this in a smart way so we say actually make decisions about where we spend our money rather than just doing one of these across the board things?
Which I think
important to us and spend money there, what's less important, not spend money there.
Well, one of the mistakes I think that the Clinton administration made was that one size fits all cut. What they're trying to do differently this time, and it says in the report, which we'll have linked up on federalnewsradio.com later today or tomorrow morning, is the idea of what's high value?
Right.
What are investments that really make a difference? That's what we want you to invest in. We want you to look at 2% or 5% or whatever those bottom performing programs are and just get rid of them. In fact, one interesting thing that came out in the report that I didn't know about was that the Government Accountability Office will soon release its first annual duplication review of overlapping federal programs, agencies, and initiatives. Mm. And that's, hey, if we have 12 programs that do training, which is something we've heard several times from the Obama administration, maybe someone can go in there and go, okay, we're going to have one or two, and then there's savings coming from there, and it's not just random cuts. It's, okay, we can push everything into these two training programs, and the other 10 can go away. I think they are taking the lessons from the Clinton administration and the one-size-fits-all cuts and going into and saying, okay, let's be smarter about it.